Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion time, where today we're going to be talking about times of refreshing. You know, we all get into these times where we need some refreshing. We need some new strength, some new energy to be reinvigorated. And these times of refreshing, in the book of Acts, it tells us that these times of refreshing can come from the presence of the Lord. We're going to go over this today in our daily communion. But if you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communions is we start with our 30-day prayer challenge prayer. But a two-minute-long prayer, mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez. And then we take a couple minutes to do the other half of prayer, to get still, to listen, to examine ourselves, and to plan our upcoming day with God. And that's about executing the things that you know to do as you go throughout your day. But these things lead us into our time of communion today, talking about times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. But let's get started with the prayer, and then we'll get into the other half of prayer after that. Heavenly Father, I just pray for everybody who's watching or listening, all their families and friends, all those connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, I just thank you for releasing us from the darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. I thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I just keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Father, we ask you to bless us, to bless our time here together today, to expand our borders and our territory, to expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace and your love and your goodness and all you want to do in our lives, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world, but most importantly, starting with the people right around us. We ask you to keep your hand on us. Help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. We ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders. Keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So first we're going to go through the other half of prayer here. And this is a series of questions designed to examine ourselves, to get our hearts and minds positioned on God, to get ourselves prepared before we get into our time of communion. If you want to track along with us, if you go to our website, theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com, there's some additional training videos that go along with this prayer and the other half of prayer, along with a tracker that you can use to follow along with us. But the first thing we want to do is let's position our minds and our hearts on the light. We've been released from the darkness, transferred into the light, into the kingdom of God's dear Son. Think about this. When you're in the light, if you're in a totally dark room, we'll go the other direction first. If you're in a totally dark room, you might be tripping and stumbling over some things and you don't know what they are. It's hard to know which way to go. There might be some confusion or disorientation. Also, darkness can just feel heavy on you. When we're in darkness, there can just be this heaviness in your spirit. But when the lights are on, you can see the things that are tripping you up. You can move out of the way. You can avoid them. You can know which way to go. And there's just this feeling of lightness that comes when we're in the light, in our spirits. So anytime we have these feelings of hopelessness, powerlessness, confusion, not knowing which way to go, what am I going to do? These are all signals. These are all cues that we're focused on darkness. Whichever one we put our focus and attention on is the one that grows. But in order to get into the light, the first thing that's always required is forgiveness. Forgiveness is what brings us into the light. So if you feel like you're in a dark place, or there's these feelings of heaviness or confusion or whatever it may be, we got to make sure forgiveness is flowing first. If you got anything that you feel like is separating you and God, just bringing it to Him and receiving His forgiveness. Anytime you come to Him, you always receive grace and mercy and forgiveness. Just bring in those things to Him. But then we got to go through the other two areas. One of the ones people often forget is just forgiving yourself, making sure that grace and forgiveness flows through you. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to stop beating ourselves up for ways that we've missed it, ways that we haven't lived up to our own expectations of ourselves. We are often our own worst critics, and we put all this pressure on ourselves. Just giving yourself that grace and forgiveness, just like God has given you. And then we have to let it flow through us into other people. To truly walk in the light, we have to have this forgiveness that is received from God. It's given to ourselves, and we're giving that same grace and forgiveness to other people. To walk in the light, we have to have those three areas going well. Jesus says, when you stand praying, if you're getting ready to offer your gift, go reconcile to your brother first. Let's get these things right first. Let's get positioned in the light first. And then these times of refreshing will come upon you. Our next question, how are your levels of just supernatural overflowing peace over the last 24 hours? And remember, it's like a light switch. Either that peace is on and it's flowing, or it's not. God has given you His supernatural peace, this peace that surpasses all understanding. And no matter what's coming at you in a day, if you've been released from the darkness, you're transferred into the light. And you've got God with you. You've got His blessing and His favor and His steadfast love on your life. And you begin to focus on Him. You begin to magnify Him in your life, that He is bigger than the problems that are coming at you, whatever's coming at you. You can have that supernatural peace no matter what's coming at you in your day. And if you're lacking that, or maybe you have it for a little while and something knocks you out of that peace, the question is why? What's knocking you out? And taking the time to examine yourself and those areas that we're losing that peace in, bring in those areas to God. And He can give you these times of refreshing where He can make that supernatural peace just flow in your life, giving you that new strength, that new energy, that reinvigoration. Bringing it to Him and say, God, forgive me for stressing, for worrying, for whatever about this, because we're supposed to cast all of our cares upon Him. Forgive me for that. Thank you that you are with me, you are for me, and what you put in me is more than enough. Help me to cultivate that and see that flowing in this area, whatever it was the problem was in my life, where I'm seeing this grace flow in that area of life, your peace flow through that area of life. And you'll see a change in one day, I believe. You'll pray that very simple prayer. And then how is your level of joy over the last 24 hours? As we're going to see today, that times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. And I like to think of joy is my indicator that I'm living in the present moment and I'm aware of God's presence with me. And what happens? These times of refreshing come when we simply get more present in our day and aware of God's presence with us. It leads to joy, but it also leads to this refreshing. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and that joy comes from presence. That joy comes from presence. So whenever we get caught up, if I'm lacking joy, that's an indicator. I'm often dwelling in the past, thinking about things that have already happened. Could be it happened 10 seconds ago or 10 minutes ago, but that's still the past. Or I'm worried about an uncertain future. What's going to happen out here? And that's where we have to put our hope and our trust in God's unfailing love for us, and that nothing's impossible with Him. That I can live in the present moment, trusting that whatever I get out here, He's got me. He's got me taken care of, and I can put my security in that. And I can live in this present moment with Him where these times of refreshing are found. And then what do you know to do? Over the next 24 hours, what are the things that you know to do? And here's a quick list of things that you can go through. What are the things that need to get done? Maybe some administrative things, some things around the house, some bills you got to get current on, some certifications you got to renew. What are all those little things that need to get done? Let's just get those out of your head onto some paper or onto something that you can keep track of. And then is there any nudges or promptings from God that you're getting? Hey, take this step, reach out to this person, do this thing. Any of these nudgings or stirrings or promptings from God that you're getting? And then is there anything we're going to see in this verse today, we're going to look at in Acts chapter 3, says turn or repent. Is there any area where you feel like you need to make some corrections, where you got some guilt or your conscience keeps bringing something to mind? Like, oh, I know I need to do that. Maybe it's, I know I need to reconcile that relationship. I need to forgive that person. I know I need to start eating better. I know I need to start exercising. I know I need to be more present with my family. I know I need to spend less time on my phone. I know I need to do this. Any of those things that you know to do, but maybe you've been procrastinating on them. How could you just take the first step today? How could you take that first step in that direction today? You don't have to have it all figured out, but how could you just take one step forward in that direction today? And then, is there anything bigger that God's been stirring, he's been prompting, that you really want to do, that you desire to do? Often we get caught up in all these little day-to-day things, but there's something bigger that God's prompting or stirring in your heart. It's that thing that you are charged up to do, that you are excited and motivated and desire to do. How could you take some steps forward in that? Maybe just one step forward over the next day. And then it's about executing your plan. Once you've got your plan for the day, it's about executing these things with confidence and boldness that God is with you. And our last question, what's the most important thing God's been teaching you or showing you or wants you to get over the last 24 hours? And just taking a second, a couple minutes actually, you need to pause the recording. You can take in a couple minutes just to get still and to listen and to reflect back on your day and think about, all right, what was God showing me over the day, over the last day? What were the things I was thinking about? Maybe there was a word that just stood out as you were listening to something or reading something. Maybe someone said something to you and it just stood out as they said it. What are those things that God is teaching you, he's showing you, that you're learning? And you'll begin to tune into his voice day by day. He's trying to lead you to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. And if you'll tune into his voice and you'll follow his voice and follow his leading in your life, he's trying to lead you to that beautiful place. So let's talk about these times of refreshing. You know, our goal in the Abundant Life Blueprint is to make other people great, to magnify God's name with our lives and receive his grace, allowing it to flow through us so that we make other people great. And the byproduct of that is we become great in the process. God takes care of us in the process. But sometimes as we're going about our day, we're doing the things we need to do. And right now, just the time of year I'm recording this is the summer. It's hot, might be some tiring things that you're doing, and you might need some times of refreshing. We all need some times of refreshing. And these times of refreshing come from the presence of the Lord. Let's take a look at this verse here. Acts chapter 3, verse 19. I believe it's 19 and 20. I forgot to put the 20 on here. It says this. The people are asking. The disciples, the day of Pentecost has happened, and their disciples are talking to the people. And the people are asking them, what do we need to do? What do? We see that these miraculous things are happening. What do we need to do? And I believe it's Peter who says this. He says, repent. What does it mean to repent? Repent means to turn around, to change direction. Repent then and turn. Some versions say, or be converted. Be converted. We talk about often, you have to understand with our hearts for grace to have its effect. Jesus says, you would see with your eyes, hear with your ears, understand with your heart and turn or be converted, then I would heal you. So these times of refreshing, this healing, Deuteronomy, it says that prosperity comes after turning or being converted. If we would repent or turn and convert our understanding that God's grace is with us into knowing what to do, into knowing God, and to knowing what to do in our practical lives, we would turn that. It says our sins would be wiped out, and times of refreshing would come from the presence of the Lord. When we turn to God, our sins are wiped away. We're released from the darkness. We turn around. We're going towards darkness. We turn around. We're in the light. And times of refreshing can come from the presence of the Lord. Even in our own life, sometimes we get off track and we need some refreshing. And we can make those simple adjustments. We can make that simple turn and receive this refreshing from the presence of the Lord. What does it mean to refresh? This is dictionary definition. To refresh means to give new strength or energy. To refresh means to give new strength or energy, to reinvigorate. It's to make fresh again, to refresh, to make fresh again, to make fresh and new once again. When I was thinking about that, I started thinking of this verse. This is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 28 through 31. It says, "The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding no one can fathom." So think about this. God does not grow tired or weary. We say, "Hey, God, I need your help with this." He said, No, I'm tired right now. I need a little break. God doesn't do that. He's this unlimited, inexhaustible supply. We talk about this often in our program, the Abundant Life Blueprint. He is unlimited, inexhaustible supply. And where did he put it? He put it on the inside of us. He has this unlimited, inexhaustible supply. He doesn't grow tired or weary. The Apostle Paul says, "I was toiling with all of God's energy, with works so powerfully within me," getting his strength and power to flow within us because it is unlimited and inexhaustible. And we can begin to plug into him. How do we get plugged into him? Time in his presence. Spending time in his presence with him. What happens? He gives strength to the weary. Thinking of Galatians, I believe, it says, "Do not grow weary in well-doing, for at the proper time you will reap if you don't give up." Sometimes as you're doing good, it can become easy to grow weary because you're doing good and you're not seeing the fruit of it. You haven't reaped the harvest of it just yet. But God will give you strength and he will give you times of refreshing if you're growing weary. He gives you strength to the weary. He increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, but God doesn't. And young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord. What is hope? Hope is the feeling of trust. That's the dictionary definition of hope. Hope is the feeling of trusting. And I like to think of this. Confidence is the highest level of trust. Confidence is one of the highest levels of trust. It's a state where all doubt is removed. That's what we talk about when you execute the things that you know to do, executing them with confidence, because those who trust in the Lord, who have confidence in the Lord, will renew their strength. They'll be refreshed. They'll soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So when we turn to God, he is this unlimited, inexhaustible supply of strength and energy and supply, whatever it is that we need. And when we put our trust in him and we turn to him and we spend time with him in his presence, he can give you these times of refreshing if you're growing weary. So today we're going to, as we take communion, this is going to be simply a time. Every time we take communion, it's an opportunity to receive some specific promises. It's an opportunity for us to meditate on the sacrifice of Jesus and what God has done for us and his unfailing love and his mighty works. But it's also a time for us to receive specific promises. And when we break the bread today, if you need some refreshing, when we break the bread today, we're going to be letting go of any weariness that has come upon you. Maybe weariness from doing good, even. We're going to be letting go of that the moment we break the bread. And when we take the juice today, it's an activation that we're going to be receiving these times of refreshing that come from the presence of the Lord. So what is the big thing there? When we take communion, every time we receive it, we have to receive it in the present moment. We're bringing the sacrifice of Jesus that happened over 2,000 years ago, and we're bringing it into the present moment, making it active and relevant in the present moment right now in our lives. So we have to receive this in the present moment, and just getting aware of God's presence with us as we take this communion is a big part of this one today. But before we get into that, let's just take a moment to just meditate on the sacrifice of Jesus and God's steadfast, unfailing love. You think about the cup of God's wrath was poured onto the body of Jesus. All of God's frustration and anger for all the ways that we've missed it, was poured onto the body of Jesus. And it says that while we were still enemies, God reconciled us to himself by giving us his son. And in this new covenant that we have with God, he's given us his steadfast love. He's made a commitment to us to give us his steadfast, unwavering, never changing, steadfast love. And his love never fails. And you think about this, if he was willing to send Jesus to die for us, how will he not freely give us all things, including these times of refreshing? He has unlimited power and strength and energy, and he will give that to us freely if we will receive it. It can begin to flow through us. The Apostle Paul talks about how I worked harder than anybody, but it wasn't me who was working. It was God's energy that so powerfully worked within me that we can receive these times of refreshing from the Lord. And then we can meditate on just God's mighty works. Meditate on his mighty works, that nothing is impossible with him. And you put these two things together, that he loves you, and love never fails. He has steadfast, unfailing love for you that never, ever fails. And nothing is impossible for him. You put those two things together and you just meditate on that for a second. It will give you a heart that begins to understand his grace. It begins to understand his grace. And it says in Colossians chapter 1 that the gospel bears fruit in our lives ever since the day we understood God's grace. Ever since the day we understood his grace. And when we have this understanding, it leads to this place where we truly know God. Jesus said in John 17, this is eternal life, that they would know you, God, and Jesus Christ whom you sent. As we have hearts that understand, it helps us to grow in our relationship with God, where we know him better. We have this covenant relationship with God. These elements are a symbol of our covenant relationship with God, that we can grow in our knowledge of him, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. We can grow in his grace and in the knowledge of him. And that is eternal life, is what Jesus said. So like I said, when we break this bread, it's going to be symbolic of letting go of any weariness and receiving these times of refreshing, this fresh strength, new energy, being reinvigorated from the presence of the Lord, because he does not grow tired or weary. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this bread and what it represents. We ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. And we thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And then he said this, take it. Told his disciples, take it, receive it. Receive what? Receive that he makes you right with God, holy, perfect. We can approach God with freedom and confidence. And today we're taking and receiving these times of refreshing, this fresh strength and energy from him. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's his blood that forgives our sins, releases us from the darkness, transfers us into the light, where all of this is available to us. We have this new covenant that we can live a life connected to God, one with him. And it can be just continue to grow in that from this day forward for eternity. And that's truly an amazing thing. Father, we thank you for this cup and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. So I hope that you've received this. These times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. And now it's simply about walking it out. Going out doing good. Not growing weary in doing good. Going out doing the things that you know to do. magnifying God with your life, allowing his grace and power and presence to flow through you and to equip you and empower you to do good and to make the people around you great. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to the AbundantLifeTrainingCenter.com.